welcome to Sojourner Truth. Thank you for staying with us. This is your host, Margaret Prescott. Our hearts are heavy today with the multiple tragedies and catastrophes suffered over the past few weeks. Our hearts go out to the loved ones of those killed in the senseless mass shooting that took place in Las Vegas on the evening of Sunday, October 1st, 2017. This, after thousands are barely surviving in the Caribbean region following Hurricanes Irma and Maria. And while we have gotten some news, though not enough, about the devastation in Puerto Rico and where the Trump administration has been beyond negligent in providing resources for Puerto Rico, we have gotten little or no information on mainstream media about the catastrophic devastation in the non-U.S. territories of the Caribbean, territories with no hope of FEMA or any substantive aid from the United States. These are territories where tens of thousands of people live, people whose homes, livelihoods have been destroyed, some who have died. Territories that generally come to mind to those living in the United States as a vacation spot. They include Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts and Nevis, Anguilla, St. Bartholomew, St. Martin, Cuba, the Turks and Caicos, Guadeloupe, Dominica, Tortola, Anega, Virgin Gorda, Jos Van Dyke, Haiti. Let us hear from the Minister of Foreign Affairs of St. Kitts and Nevis.
The challenges we face globally, from climate change to refugees to war and violence, require urgent action now. The world does not have the luxury of time. We have talked, we have debated, we have postulated and hypothesized, we have studied and analyzed. We must now act. In this regard, Mr. President, I can find no more elegant prose than that of American civil rights leader Martin Luther King Jr. And he said this: "We are now faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. In this unfolding conundrum of life and history, there is such a thing as being too late. This is no time for apathy or complacency. This is a time for vigorous and positive action."
All righty, and that was the Minister of Foreign Affairs of St. Kitts and Nevis. And indeed, Sojourner Truth has been one of the few shows that have focused on these non-U.S. territories, these island nations. Today, we focus on what we all can do. Our guests include Don Rojas, who hails from Dominica, and Luz Longsworth, who hails from Jamaica and is based in Barbados. We live in a global world. We're all interrelated. So on Sojourner Truth, we work to bring directly to you news and views on local, national, and international policies and stories that affect us all. And we draw out how those of us most impacted, women, communities of color, and other communities are responding. We also discuss the interrelationship between art and politics. Now for our news headlines.
For Pacifica Radio, I'm Eileen Alfandari. The death toll in the Las Vegas massacre has climbed to 59, with 527 people injured, some of them critically. Police said they still have no motive for the methodical mass shooting by Stephen Paddock. In the hotel room he had occupied since last Thursday, police found 10 suitcases, which may have been used to bring in and store the 23 weapons they found inside the room. Las Vegas Sheriff Joe Lombardo said police found 19 more guns at Paddock's home in Mesquite, which is about an hour north of Las Vegas.
Additional firearms, some explosives, and several thousand rounds of ammo, along with some electronic devices that we are evaluating at this point.
This morning, President Donald Trump dismissed calls for immediate action on gun laws, saying, "We'll be talking about gun laws as time goes by." He described the 64-year-old Paddock as a sick and demented man. Congressional Democrats said now is the time to revive efforts for background checks and a ban on semi-automatic weapons. Connecticut Democrat Richard Blumenthal said he's under no illusion about where the votes are on such legislation, but was furious and frustrated that Congress had failed to act after previous massacres, such as the 2012 shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut, which killed 26 people, including 20 school children.
Nothing has changed since Newtown. Congress has been complicit when we had numerous opportunities and many reasons to make America safer and adopt common sense measures that 90% of America support. So thoughts and prayers are not enough. Hand-wringing and soul-searching is needed, but it is insufficient. What's needed now is action.
Meanwhile, lead guitarist Caleb Keeter, who was playing at the Las Vegas concert Sunday night, said he has changed his mind about gun control. Keeter tweeted about the fear and horror of the night, concluding, "We need gun control right now." And, quote, "My biggest regret is that I stubbornly didn't realize it until my brothers on the road and myself were threatened by it." Donald Trump has left Washington for a visit to hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico. Trump again defended his administration's recovery efforts before flying off.
"You know, I think it's now acknowledged what a great job we've done, and people are looking at that. And in Texas and in Florida, we get an A+. And I'll tell you what, I think we've done just as good in Puerto Rico, and it's actually a much tougher situation. But now the roads are cleared, communication's starting to come back. We need their truck drivers. Their drivers have to start driving trucks. We have to do that. So on a local level, they have to give us more help. But I will tell you, the first responders, the military, FEMA, they have done an incredible job in Puerto Rico."
Despite Trump's comments, roads in Puerto Rico's interior are not cleared, and residents remain desperate for clean drinking water, food, and medicines. Many Puerto Ricans are angry about Trump's comments that critics of his administration's performance are ingrates. Some will protest outside Trump's event in San Juan today. Thousands of protesters gathered outside the Barcelona headquarters of Spain's National Police to protest brutality by police during a disputed referendum on Catalonia's secession that left more than 800 people injured. The crowd gathered in the Catalan capital shouting slogans, calling Spanish police an occupying force and urging them to leave the northeastern region. The protest came as some labor unions and grassroots pro-independence groups urge workers throughout Catalonia to go on partial or full-day strikes. The region's leaders are considering a declaration of independence 2 days after the independence referendum. The U.S. Supreme Court is taking up a case about political maps in Wisconsin that could affect elections across the country. The justices are hearing arguments in a dispute between Democratic voters and Wisconsin Republicans who drew maps that have entrenched Republican control of the legislature in a state that is otherwise closely divided between the parties. The Democratic challengers are asking the Supreme Court to declare that the inherently political process of redistricting can be too partisan. Republicans contend that courts have no business involving themselves in decisions that should be left to the political branches of government. Courts have struck down districts as racially biased for decades in other cases. Rock and roll star Tom Petty has died of a heart attack at the age of 66. Petty died at his home in Malibu, California. He and his longtime band, the Heartbreakers, had recently completed a 40th anniversary tour. I'm Eileen Alfandari. You're listening to Sojourner Truth on Pacifica Radio.
This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. There is so much going on. We are, of course, the news has been overwhelmed with the horror that took place in Las Vegas. Before the shooting took place, we began to get more news of the catastrophic humanitarian crisis facing Puerto Rico. And the criticism of the Trump administration for being negligent. Here on Sojourner Truth, we have been very, very worried and concerned concerned that we have gotten little or no information on mainstream media about the catastrophic humanitarian crisis facing the non-U.S. territories in the Caribbean islands, including Antigua and Barbuda, St. Kitts, Nevis, St. Bartholomew, the Turks and Caicos, Dominica, Guadeloupe, Haiti, and other islands. And indeed, we have been trying our best to get information out about what's going on those island nations. Many people living in the United States know these islands only by going on vacation, right? But they are tens of thousands of people living there, some independent nations, including the former colonies of the UK and others. And so we want to help not only get the word out, but we want to today focus on what we all can do to help with the growing humanitarian crisis going on in Dominica and some of those other islands. Now, today we are kicking off the fall fund drive for Pacifica Radio's KPFK. And you know, we have to do these fund drives. We are a listener-sponsored radio, and we need your support in order to stay on the air. But out of the generosity of all of us here in Pacifica, the executive director, our management, as much as we need the money here, they have agreed that we can offer, for those of you who call and support KPFK, that 50% of your pledge will go for hurricane relief today in those non-U.S. territories. The NGO we're partnering with is the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies and their Hurricane Relief Fund. They are on the ground throughout the region. And so we need you calling us at 818-985-5735. 50% of your tax-deductible donation will go to the American Foundation of the University of the West Indies Hurricane Relief Fund. 50% of it, of course, will go to KPFK. We have a goal of $6,000 for the hour. Usually we do a $3,000 goal for Sojourner Truth to help keep this station on the air. Today we are doubling that so that we can send half of at least $3,000 to help with hurricane relief with the non-governmental organization, a reputable non-governmental organization, the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies, their Hurricane Relief Fund. So our goal today is $6,000. And let me see those figures, those numbers, so that I'll know how many of you will need to be calling. I need at least 16 people calling, pledging at the dollar a day level. Please put it on a credit card or a bank transfer. This money is urgently, urgently needed. There are lives that are at risk, people who have lost just about everything. I'll need 30 people calling and pledging at the $200 level, 50 people calling, pledging at the $120 level. But please call and pledge at any level during this hour, 818-985-5735. What I'd like to do now and is to welcome our first guest, Dr. Luz Longsworth. She is the Pro Vice Chancellor and Principal of the University of the West Indies Open Campus. She holds a doctorate in Business Administration and Higher Education Management from the University of Bath in the UK. She is a graduate of the University of the West Indies, where where she earned her bachelor's degree and her MBA degree. She also holds a Master of Arts degree. She has over 25 years of experience in academia and business, and she's worked throughout the region at the University of the West Indies. She's served in various positions, including the Director of the School of Continuing Studies and Director of the University of the West Indies Open Campus Sites, which covered 42 sites in 17 Caribbean countries. Dr. Longsworth, I can't imagine how busy you must be dealing with hurricane relief throughout the territory. So thank you for taking the time to join us.
Well, thank you, Margaret, and good morning to your listeners. I first want to also express our condolences to the people of the United States, and particularly for what has happened in Las Vegas. And we are all interconnected, as Martin Luther King Jr. said. So every disaster resonates across the world, as we are all one people, all one interconnection. But thank you so much for having me on your program.
Yes, and absolutely. Now, we are getting practically no news about the humanitarian crisis and the devastation now in the non-U.S. territories. We are getting some information about Puerto Rico. We'll be discussing that also later in the week. Today, we're focusing, though, on these non-U.S. territories. Tell us about the devastation as far as you know.
Yes, thank you again. This has been a really devastating, is the right word, event for the islands in the Caribbean. The University of the West Indies, we are physically in 17 of these islands. And of the 17 islands, 8 of those have been affected in some way or the other. So as you rightly said, it has been a very, very challenging and difficult month for our people in these countries. We have had devastation in the island of Barbuda, where the entire island has had to be evacuated and is currently totally unoccupied. That island was 100% basically destroyed. And for the first time in 300 years, there was not one occupant of the island. And that is an island that has been occupied from the beginning of the slave trade. In the case of other islands, St. Kitts and Nevis, the British Virgin Islands, where we also have locations, Anguilla, Antigua and Barbuda, I mentioned, Montserrat, and of course, the ultimate one at the moment is Dominica. Mm-hmm. And Dominica is an island of 73,000 people. The catastrophe in Dominica is hard to express.
Yeah.
It is absolutely devastated. The 100% of the island was affected. The hurricane's eye sat on Dominica for almost 8 hours and destroyed all agriculture.
All agriculture. I can't imagine that. Dominica, the rainforest, such a beautiful island. Dr. Luz Longsworth, let me just give the number again, 818-985-5735. We still have to raise $5,950 by the top of the hour. These are these small island nations, overwhelmingly people of African descent brought over during the days of enslavement, have been devastated, a humanitarian crisis. I'm discussing here with Dr. Luz Longsworth, our guest. But I just want to remind you to call us, please, 818-985-5735. I've got to raise $6,000 by the top of the hour. Dr. Luz Longsworth, what I'd like to do is to just play a short clip of the presentation of the Honorable Mark Anthony Brantley, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of St. Kitts and Nevis, because he underscores some of what you are saying and also the price that these island nations are paying for global warming. Let's go to that clip now.
The carnage in a wide swath of the Caribbean is unimaginable. Lives have been lost, homes and infrastructure destroyed, economies reduced to tatters, years of development wiped out, and in the case of Barbuda, an entire island evacuated and rendered uninhabited and uninhabitable for the first time in 300 years. It is worthy of note, Mr. President, that a carnage caused by Hurricanes Irma and Maria took but a few days. In just a few days, and in many countries a mere few hours, the world had front row seats to the most horrific destruction ever seen in our beloved Caribbean region. Mr. President, climate change for us in the Caribbean is not a matter for academic rumination. The humanitarian crisis unfolding in the Caribbean in the wake of Hurricanes Irma and Maria is stark testimony that climate change is not only real, but poses an existential threat to our people, our countries, and our civilization. The world has deliberated and negotiated. We have made commitments and signed multiple agreements, most recently the Paris Agreement, but the time for more urgent, concrete, tangible, and collective action is now. Mr. President, it is the most cruel irony of our times that those of us in the Caribbean least responsible for climate change are the ones most disastrously affected by it. We are not major polluters, but we bear the brunt of the effects of such pollution. In every sense, Mr. President, small, vulnerable states like Antigua and Barbuda, like Dominica, and like my own Saint Kitts and Nevis, continue to be asked by the world to cash a check we did not write.
And again, the number is 818-985-5735. I can't help but be emotional listening to the Minister of Foreign Affairs from St. Kitts and Nevis making an appeal to each and every one of us, making an appeal to the world, saying climate change is not an academic discussion, that our people, our country, our civilization is under threat, that we have not created climate change in our island nations, but we are paying the price for it. And today in this fund drive, we have permission from the management of Pacifica that when you call to support this station by calling 818-985-5735, 50%, that's right, 50% of your tax deductible donation will be going to the NGO that we are partnering with, which is the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies, their Hurricane Relief Fund. They are throughout the region in the non-U.S. Territories. And again, your support will go to purchase items such as tarps, generators, food, baby kits, first aid kits, medical supplies, water treatment tablets, water pumps, EMT kits, even ambulances, fuel pumps. Please, we have to raise $6,000 during this hour. And Dr. Luz Longsworth, I am really happy to report that we have a matching pledge from the actor and activist Mr. Danny Glover has a challenge out there. He is pledging $500 and he is asking for those of you who can to call us at 818-985-5735 and do a match of his $500 pledge. Again, that number is 818-985-5735. Mr. Danny Glover has a huge heart. He loves the Caribbean region. He's visited the region, Dr. Luz Longsworth, and we are hoping that others will be calling and pledging at the $500 level. 818-985-5735. Dr. Luz Longsworth, you heard me talk about some of the items that will be purchased, but with the pledge amount that people, this tax deductible pledge amount that people will make to the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies. Tell us about, because in addition to the water pumps and the generators, etc., building materials are also needed. Tell us about some of the needs, Dr. Longsworth.
Yes, certainly. Well, we have had 98% roof damage in Dominica, for example, and in other countries, up to 60% roof damage. Housing frames, 50 to 60% damage. And so we are trying to get people back into their homes. Many people are sheltering under tarpaulins, or they're sheltering in one room with families that did not lose everything. This is a tremendous, tremendous crisis, humanitarian crisis. So we want to get people back home. That's important. We also need funding to get tools. So particularly in Dominica, and Margaret, I just want to point out the significance of Dominica. Dominica is a primarily agricultural country. Dominica supplies, I would think, 50 to 70% of agricultural products to the rest of the Caribbean. So I'm already hearing countries that were not directly affected by the hurricane saying that there are shortages of food supplies that would normally be exported from Dominica. And these are things like yams and potatoes and bananas. Those are things that poorer people need. So 100% of the agriculture destroyed. This affects the entire region.
Oh, my goodness.
And our food supplies. So we have to see it in the large. It's not just about small islands. It is about an entire civilization. In fact, what was the first globalized civilization of the world was the Caribbean, where we brought Africans, we brought Chinese, we brought Indians. And this is where globalization was formed, with colonial powers from Europe, every colonial power in this region. This region is important to the world beyond tourism.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Luz Longsworth, we know that you took time from a really important meeting that you should be in right now to be able to join us. So we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us. I hope that I will be able to report good news to you at the end of the hour, that we would have met our goal of $6,000 for this hour, half of which, 50% of which, will go to the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies, the Hurricane Relief Project, to purchase items such as steel, lumber, plywood, roofing material, buoys, chainsaws, wood chippers, wheelbarrows, EMT kits, and more. So, Dr. Luz Longsworth, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Margaret, and thanks to Sojourner Truth and to Pacifica Radio and your listeners for all the support that you're giving us here in the Caribbean. We do appreciate it.
All righty. The number to call is 818-985-5735. This is very emotional for me, for others throughout the region. You all know that I am from the region. I am from Barbados, and my island nation is under threat due to global warming, as was the island of Barbuda, where the entire island had to be evacuated, a civilization of 300 years no longer inhabitable. But there is something that you can do to help. Join Danny Glover. He's made a matching pledge of $500. We need people calling at 818-985-5735. We have about 30 minutes left in the hour, and I still need to raise $5,100. I hope that you will stand with me, stand with people in the Caribbean region. We're not just a place to go for vacation, a tourist industry, but these are civilizations, these are cultures that have made tremendous contributions to the world. We cannot be forgotten. There's little or no information coming out on mainstream media. Where have you heard about what is happening in St. Bartholomew, in Guadeloupe, in Dominica, in St. Kitts and Nevis, in Barbuda, in the Turks and Caicos? You're hearing it here on this radio station on Pacifica. So we need your support to stay on the air so that we can do things like this. As much as Pacifica and this station needs the money to stay on on the air, for this show to stay on the air. We cannot if you don't pick up the phone and call, because Trump isn't subsidizing us. We're not getting money from the U.S. government. We are staying on the air with the support of you, the listeners. So we need your support. But also, because we have big hearts, the way this station, Pacifica, the oldest radio, public radio network in the United States, began with a big heart, began representing peace. 50% of your pledge today, 818-985-5735, will go for aid, for building materials, for tarps, for generators, for water treatment tablets, for EMT and other medical supplies, for ambulances, fuel pumps, chainsaws, for those island nations that have been destroyed as a result of or devastated as a result of Hurricanes Maria and Hurricanes Irma. Some of those islands were hit twice. We're partnering with the American Foundation of the University of the West Indies for their hurricane relief. They are a non-governmental organization. 818-985-5735. I know it's you know, you're hearing my words, and I'm going to be playing some other clips. We're not really seeing it on mainstream media, what is happening in these islands. And that's one of the reasons that today I am so anxious to bring this news to you. I want to thank Susan Curtis, pledge at the $400 level. I want to thank Mr. Danny Glover, who has a matching pledge. I'm still waiting for somebody to call and match Danny Glover's $500 pledge, 818-985-5735. Hope Bank, pledge at the $150 level. Marcy Siegler, who pledged at the $100 level. Sydney Ross Risden, who is a retired nurse. She pledges at the $100 level, and she encourages nurses, doctors, and others in the medical field to call us at 818-985-5735 and make your donation. I want to go on now to another clip on Dominica. Dominica, a humanitarian crisis. You just heard that Dominica, their entire agriculture has been destroyed. Dominica is the main feeder of other islands in the Caribbean. People are hungry. There is hunger in the region. People don't have clean water. They don't have a place to live. Children with walking around barefoot, and people being pulled out of flood waters. None of this we're seeing on mainstream media. 818-985-5735. Let us hear the Prime Minister of Dominica, Roosevelt Skerrit, and his what he said to the United Nations.
Today, 72,000 Dominicans lie on the front line in a war they did not choose, with extensive casualties from a war that they did not start. The time has come for the international community to make a stand and to decide whether it will be shoulder to shoulder with those suffering the ravages of climate change worldwide, whether we can mitigate the consequences of unprecedented increases in sea temperatures and levels, whether to help us rebuild sustainable livelihoods, or whether the international community will merely show some pity now and then flee, relieved to know that this time it was not you. Today, Mr. President, we, the small nations of the world, need to know who are our real friends, who have our backs.
The number to call is 818-985-5735. And we are in Fund Drive here on this station. And we are today 50% of your pledge. This is a special today. I've got to meet my goal. If not, I can no longer raise funds for the non-U.S. territories in the Caribbean region that have been devastated. They can't wait for FEMA to descend. happened in those island nations. They need all of our help. 50% of your pledge will go to the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies, their hurricane relief fund. It will purchase first aid kits, things like diapers, mosquito repellent, outbreak of mosquitoes happening, medical supplies, generators, water purifiers, water treatment tablets, water pumps, buckets, containers for storage, batteries, torches, sleeping cots, mattresses, towels, just about everything, even toys for the children who are traumatized. People are traumatized by this, a form of PTSD. Also, building materials needed, steel, lumber, plywood, roofing material, chainsaws, hand tools, wheelbarrows, EMT kits, 818-985-5735. Mr. Danny Glover has made a $500 match. Is there somebody out there who can make a tax-deductible donation now to match Danny Glover's $500 pledge to help us to get to our goal of $6,000 for the during this hour? And I still need to raise another $4,800 by the top of the hour. We can do this one caller at a time. Please call and pledge at any level. If you can't, like Danny, make a $500 pledge, pledge at the $120 level, pledge at the $60 level, 818-985-5735. Let us not forget these Caribbean islands. I would now like to welcome Don Rojas, who hails from Dominica. And Don, I am so very sorry that what has happened to Dominica, the devastation there. And I did check with you to know that your family, that they are okay. And so welcome to the show, Don Rojas.
Thank you very much, Margaret. And I just want to commend you and the management of Pacifica for making this extraordinarily generous offer to raise funds to support the victims of the hurricanes in the non-U.S. Countries throughout the region. It's very admirable what you and the station, and of course, your listeners, the listeners to Sojourner Truth. Also, I want to commend our dear friend and colleague, Danny Glover. As you correctly pointed out, Danny is known to have a huge heart, a big heart full of generosity. He has demonstrated it on so many occasions in the past, and here he is stepping up to the plate one more time. So I also would like to urge your listeners to be generous, as generous as Danny, if possible, and give to a very worthy cause. So thanks again for all the efforts that you have been making, Margaret.
Right. And Don Rojas, a consultant to the Vice Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, Sir Hilary Beckles, as well as Director of Communications for the Institute of the Black World. And, you know, when we think of the Black World, Don Rojas, you know, we also can't forget the Caribbean region, Barbados, the first slave society in the world, that was in the Caribbean region, Haiti, that led the first Black Republic and led to the freeing of those enslaved in the Americas, throughout the Americas. And today, those island nations need your help. I'm so thrilled, Don, to report that Ardith Smith has matched Danny Glover's $500 pledge. Let me put a challenge out. Let's see a few other people. You know, your pledge today is tax deductible. I'm not sending any thank you gifts to anybody today. 50% of your pledge will go to support this station to keep us on the air. We're listener-sponsored radio. And 50% of your pledge will go to the NGO that we are partnering with, the American Foundation of the West Indies, for their hurricane relief project, 818-985-5735. And they will go to purchase specific items, building materials, EMT kits, even help to purchase ambulances, chainsaws, food, baby kits, first aid kits, generators, steel, lumber, plywood. 818-985-5735. I still need to raise another $4,500 by the top of the hour. Dominica, I haven't been there, but it's beauty, yeah. It's legendary, it's rainforest, it's rivers, it is the food basket of the Caribbean islands. So when the agriculture, just tell us a bit about that, about the destruction of this rainforest, about the destruction of the, you know, of the food supply, basically, for the region, Don Rojas.
Right. Yes. Well, you know, Dominica is known as the nature island of the Caribbean, in the sense that it is the most lush island. It has many, many rivers. It's a mountainous island. As you said, it's got these beautiful rainforests. And it has been attracting, in recent years, nature tourists, people from around the world who would prefer to go hiking in the rainforest than lying on the beach.
Yeah.
So it brings a particular quality to its tourism that you can't find on many of its neighboring countries. It is a poor country. It's an underdeveloped country. But it has the capacity, agricultural capacity, to produce not only enough food to feed its own people, but also to, as you said, export food products, bananas, ground provisions, yams, and so on, to many of the other islands, not only in the English-speaking Caribbean, but also to the French-speaking islands, so like Guadeloupe and Martinique. Dominica, in fact, is located, if you look at the map of the Caribbean region, that archipelago of islands, it's starting with the Bahamas up in the north and coming all the way south down to Trinidad and Tobago at the very end, the southern arc of the Caribbean. Dominica is situated between Martinique and Guadeloupe. Although it is considered part of the English-speaking region, it is very close in proximity to the French islands. And so even though Dominica is a very poor country, and Martinique and Guadeloupe, the so-called departments of France, which are really just colonies of France, have a much higher standard of living. Nonetheless, they depend for a very large percentage of their food imports,
yeah,
from Dominica itself. I mean, I have a sister, and her family have been living in Dominica for many years. I myself was born in St. Vincent. I grew up in Grenada.
Oh, okay. So you have family in Dominica, but you're a Vincentian initially. Right.
Right. So, mm-hmm. so my sister and her husband and her children, her grandchildren, they all live in Dominica. And they, of course, were also affected by the hurricane. But she, my sister, is a farmer. And she produces pineapples and citrus products. And she exports most of her produce to the neighboring islands. So,
well,
as Dr. Longworth, as she pointed out earlier on, even those countries that have received, that have historically received their fruits and vegetables and their ground provisions from Dominica, they too are suffering because of Dominica's inability at the moment to continue to export the products.
Right. Hold that thought, Don, because I need to give out this phone number again. We still need to raise another $3,500 by the top of the hour to make our goal of $6,000 for the hour. I want to put another thing out. One person matched Danny Glover's $500 pledge. I'm putting a challenge out for someone else to match Danny Glover's pledge. And we have an anonymous match match of $1,000. What? They made a $1,000 pledge. Oh, my goodness. What an angel. I would like to, if that's okay with the anonymous pledger, to make that a match. If we could just raise another $1,000 by the top of the hour, or if someone else, this is tax deductible, people. 50% of that pledge will go to support this station, and 50% of it will go to the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies for their hurricane relief fund. They are throughout the region, not only some of the English-speaking islands, but some of the French-speaking islands. 818-985-5735. The devastation has been incredible. Don Rojas, who hails from St. Vincent, has family living in Dominica, just described his sister being a farmer. Well, there were lots of farmers in Dominica. Dominica was kind of a breadbasket for the Caribbean, where so many other islands like St. Martin and some others aren't growing that much food because they depend on tourism. But Dominica was a food-growing island, and the entire agricultural crop has been wiped out. The beautiful rainforest has been devastated. 818-985-5735. I want to thank Linda, who called and pledged at the $600 level. But Don, what I'd like to do now is to just play a clip of the Prime Minister of Dominica, because those of us living in the United States and these big countries that produce global warming look at islands being destroyed as a result of what we have done. 818-985-5735. Let us go now to the Prime Minister of Dominica.
In the past, we would prepare for one heavy storm a year. Now, thousands of storms form on a breeze in the mid-Atlantic and line up to pound us with maximum force and fury. Before this century, no other generation had seen more than one Category 5 hurricane in their lifetime. In this century, this has happened twice, and notably, it has happened in the space of just 2 weeks. And may I add, Mr. President, that we are only midway into this year's hurricane season. Mr. President, to deny climate change is to procrastinate while the earth sinks. It is to deny a truth we have just lived. It is to mock thousands of my compatriots who, in a few hours, without a roof over their heads, will watch the night descend on Dominica in fear of sudden mudslides and what the next hurricane may bring. We as a country and as a region did not start this war against nature. We did not provoke it. The war has come to us. Mr. President, my fellow leaders, there is no more time for conversation. There is little time left for action. While the big countries talk, the small island nations suffer. We need action, and we need it now, Mr. President. We in the Caribbean do not produce greenhouse gases or sulfate aerosols. We do not pollute or overfish our oceans. We have made no contribution to global warming that can move the needle. But yet, we are among the main victims on the front line. In the Commonwealth of Dominica, we have long pursued and respected an existence that preserves our little Eden. The Montropitans has been a national park for 40 years and a UNESCO World Heritage Site for 20. Our livelihoods are part of our ecosystem. This is how my people and my country earn and survive. But what is our reality at this moment? Pure devastation. As Dominicans bear the brunt of climate change, I repeat, we are shouldering the consequences of the actions of others. actions that endanger our very existence, and all for the enrichment of a few elsewhere. Mr. President, we dug graves today in Dominica. We buried loved ones yesterday, and I am sure that as I return home tomorrow, we shall discover additional fatalities as a consequence of this encounter. Our homes are flattened, our buildings roofless, our water pipes smashed, and road infrastructure destroyed. Our hospital is without power, and schools have disappeared beneath the rubble. Our crops are uprooted. Where there was green, there is now only dust and dirt. The desolation is beyond imagination. Mr. President, fellow leaders, the stars have fallen. Eden is broken.
Oh, my goodness. Eden is broken. 818-985-5735. The Caribbean region devastated as a result of global warming, where hurricanes are more frequent, where they are fiercer. In the White House, you have an administration climate change deniers. 818-985-5735. I've got to raise $6,000 during this hour. I still need to raise another $1,500. No, it's $2,000 I need to raise by the top of the hour. And I have Don Rojas, who's on the line. He's from the region. His sister, her family living in Dominica. He hails from St. Vincent. 818-985-5735. 50% of your donation will go to this station to keep this station on the air, to keep this show on the air. We're not getting any money from the Trump administration, who likely is no lover of the Pacifica Radio Network. But Pacifica is the oldest radio network in the United States. And as much as we are in financial crisis, as much as we need the money, nevertheless, the executive director, the management of Pacifica gave us permission that 50% of your pledge, people who call us at 818-985-5735, will go to the non-governmental organization that we are partnering with for hurricane relief, the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies Hurricane Relief. They are on the ground even as we speak, doing good work. Phone lines were packed down before, but I have three phone lines that are open right now. I need you calling 818-985-5735. None of this are we getting on mainstream media about the non-U.S. Territories where people are starving, people are hungry, people are homeless, people are in shock. Children are in shock. There's something that you and I can do. I need to raise another right now $1,500 by the top of the hour. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We have a $1,000 pledge before. I'd like to match that if somebody can call and match that $1,000. I know many of our listeners, you like to visit the Caribbean region. You like to go there and relax, have a holiday. Well, the region needs your help right now. 818-985-5735. Some of the first Black Republic in the world is in that region. The first slave society in the world is in that region. People are suffering. People are hungry. We need your support right now. This station needs your support. 50% of your pledge will go to purchase EMT kits, ambulances, fuel pumps, generators, water treatment tablets, water pumps, steel, lumber, plywood, roofing material. There's so much rebuilding that needs to happen. The island of Barbuda was devastated entirely. Everybody had to be evacuated to Antigua. Antigua, poverty-stricken, also impacted by the storms. People, ordinary people, just opened their doors and let them in. This is something that you, the Sojourner Truth listener, can do. I believe in you. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. I am from that region. My island of Barbados, I know, is at risk because of global warming. It hurts my heart to think of what is going to happen to my home island, to all of these beautiful, beautiful gems in years to come, unless something is done. Don Rojas is on the line, with us. He's a consultant to the vice chancellor to the University of the West Indies. Sir Hilary Beckles, it is their NGO that is organizing this hurricane relief fund that we're raising money for. Don, we just have a few minutes left, so just give us some final thoughts as to why people really need to call and donate.
Well, thank you, Margaret. And as a former general manager of WBEI in New York, I am very familiar with the Pacifica community and the listeners of the Pacifica stations around the country. They are very generous, very magnanimous people. That has been my experience, certainly in the New York area. And I'm sure the same on the West Coast. So I am joining my voice to Margaret's and to the station's management to really make a heartfelt appeal to the listeners to open up their hearts and open up their checkbooks as well. The contributions that you make, however small, however large, to the hurricane relief effort in the Caribbean region, particularly in the Eastern Caribbean islands, as Margaret has pointed out, that are not U.S. territories and are independent countries.
Yeah.
You know, they are all independent sovereign countries. So they have to basically fend for themselves.
Yeah, and they're impoverished with that whole legacy of colonialism, because at the ending of slavery, the slave owners in the region got reparations, but those of us who were enslaved did not. And those islands today are the infrastructure and more still suffering as a result of that. Well, Don Rojas, thank you for your work and thank you so very much for joining us. I've got to try and raise another $1,500 in the next 2 minutes or so.
Well, best of luck. And thank you for your efforts and thank all of your listeners for their support.
Thank you so very much. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. We only have a few minutes left in the hour. And, you know, so much suffering going on, you know, but on mainstream media, we are hearing nothing about what is going on in the island nations where an entire island was devastated. They had to evacuate a civilization that was 300 years old. The whole island had to be evacuated as a result of, you could imagine, hurricane winds, Hurricane Maria at 185 miles an hour, 165 miles per hour, hitting these small island nations. Today, we're focusing on non-U.S. Territories. We're beginning to get news now about Puerto Rico, about the devastation happening there. We'll be talking about Puerto Rico later this week in our fund drive, but we are here on Fund Drive. We need to raise money to keep this station on the air, but 50% of your pledge today will go to the American Foundation for the University of the West Indies for hurricane relief to purchase items that include medical supplies, fuel pumps, plywood, lumber, roofing material, windows, tarps, generators, first aid kits, food, mosquito repellent, cleaning supplies, storage material, 818-985-5735. I only have a minute left, and in that minute, I need to raise another $1,000, at least $1,000. And I have, if the lines were busy before, I've got a couple of phone lines that are open right now. A couple of lucky listeners can get through. This is Margaret Prescott, host of Sojourner Truth. Here in the United States, we are helping to produce these greenhouse gases, and it is these islands in the Caribbean region that are now being devastated, destroyed, a humanitarian crisis, people hungry, no food, no water, no home, nowhere to live. Children can't go to school. This is what is going on. This is what we have wrought here. All of us are implicated in this, and there's something you can do right now by calling 818-985-5735. The generous generous heart of the Pacifica listeners. I'm going to go answer your phone call, but I want to thank Denise Boosley, who called and pledged, Carl McGinnis, Greg, Harry Cash, Diana Shirazi. But keep calling us at 818-985-5735. Thank you for calling and pledging. This is your host, Margaret Prescott.